the 22nd of September 2020, my name is Ken and this is Close to Be Me episode number 5. Today's episode is titled, Who is QAnon? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Facebook has announced the removal of content linked to QAnon's unfounded and widespread conspiracy theory. QAnon's supporters hold an intertwined set of beliefs based on a group of people who claim to have inside knowledge of the Trump administration. The central tenet of the conspiracy theory is that U.S. President Donald Trump is secretly fighting a cabal of child molesters, including pedophiles, and members of his own family. Roughly speaking, Quanta's conspiracy theories were discredited and perverse from the start. The items she borrowed from a Washington restaurant run by a pedophile ring have become a major conspiracy theory, covering topics from alien landings to vaccine safety. The theory has since spread to the idea that the cabal is responsible for the assassination of President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. The crib version is like being confronted by a cabal of Satan, the pedophiles who run vast child trafficking rings around the world. Although Q is not quite Q yet, the groundwork has been laid with rumors falsely claiming that a cabal of Democratic leaders and liberal entertainers engage in satanic rituals and global sex trafficking. The idea of a conspiracy between left and right leakers spread on the fringes of the internet in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. When asked about the dangerous conspiracy theory at a press conference on August 19, Republican U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions refused to condemn the group, which the FBI has identified as a domestic terrorist threat. Instead, QAnon calls for the liberation of the people who love their country, a reference to the United States. In reality, the QAnon hoax has been linked to several acts of violence or threats of violence. As the group behind QAnon has grown and spread, its tentacles have reached into all kinds of political discourse. Supporters of QAnon believe and promote the idea that a cabal of Democrats and celebrities are behind everything that worships Satan and pedophiles running a global child sex trafficking ring, and that Trump is leading the charge to stop them. Asked about the conspiracy theory that he was secretly saving the world from a satanic cult of pedophile cannibals, Trump said, "I haven't heard anything about it." The once fringe conspiracy theories have expanded their influence, propelling miracles, cures, and misinformation. Mainstream media report on it and reach a new audience. Many of these reports ignore the public aspect and focus only on the conspiracies of those who supposedly lead the conspiracy theories, such as the Illuminati, Satanism and pedophilia in the U.S. Many reports describe QAnon as a fringe group, but while it started out on the fringes, it now has a large number of members, many of them in the U.S. and other countries. His followers include young and old from many walks of life, who are trying to push their deeply political narrative into the mainstream. Alex Kaplan of Media Matters says President Trump retweeted QAnon, supporting accounts including the claim that a pandemic had begun in the U.S. due to an Ebola outbreak in South Africa, according to the New York Times. The group grew out of a conspiracy theory, largely spouted by Alex Jones, who falsely claimed that Hillary Clinton ran a child porn ring from a Washington pizza parlor. One man was angry enough to get his assault rifle and stormed into the restaurant to look for children who were not there. While Trump has admitted he doesn't know much about the movement of conspiracy theories, he claims many supporters support him and are frustrated by the unrest gripping cities across the nation. QAnon's conspiracy theory revolves around the notion that Trump is trying to save the world by waging a war against the enemy, the deep state, a child trafficking ring run by global elites who are satanic pedophiles and cannibals. A senior military general recruited Trump for the 2016 presidential campaign to break the criminal conspiracy, end their control over politics and the media, and bring their members to justice. In recent years, conspiracy theories have emerged that have crept into mainstream politics after the attacks of September 11, 2001 on the U.S. and other countries. Since its inception, QAnon has incorporated a wide range of conspiracy theories, including the deep state, the Illuminati, satanic pedophiles, deep state conspiracies, and a number of other theories. Anonymous and its movement call themselves the Great Conspiracy Theory, because they are constantly evolving and adding new features and claims. Before dismissing QAnon as a crazy ideology, one should bear in mind the fact that it quickly gained popularity. Most, if not all, of his followers believe in the existence of a global pedophile clique, but she is certainly not the only one. The supporters of the shadowy internet-based organization believe that the world is ruled by Satan, who worship pedophiles who plot against us, and that only Trump can save us. There are fears that QAnon could turn violent, especially if Trump loses the election. We now face a dangerous cult that has inspired political conspiracy theories and could do further damage to the U.S. homeland. This has been Close to Be Me, Episode 5. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.